Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Hamakadosh Ba'ola Ubklei HaKerem, Urashor Niskal, Ubegla Rufa, Ubetzipoyim Metzoyra, Ubesea Nozir, Upetech Amor, Ubasa Vecholov, Ubechulin Shinishchtu Ba'azora, Eina Mukodeshes. If one would be Makadosh a woman with these items that one may not derive benefit from, then it is not a Kiddushin. If he used Ola, which is fruits of a tree in its first years, Kilei HaKerem, which is products grown in a vineyard where other species are planted, Shor HaNiskal is an ox that will be put to death because it killed a person, Egla Rufa is a calf that's killed as an atonement for a person who was found murdered between two cities, Tzipori Metzora is bird offerings brought by a Metzora, the hair of a Nozir, a firstborn donkey, meat cooked in milk, and Chulin, which was slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. Mochon, the Kiddush B'Demeim, Harei Zeh Mekodeshes. However, if he sold these items and used the money that he received to be Mekadesh a woman, she is Mekodeshes. The Gemara says, Petach Amor, Rebbe Elazar Omar, Mekadshim Bayis HaIsha, Rebbe Yochanan Omar, Ein Mekadshim Bayis HaIsha. A firstborn donkey, Rebbe Elazar said one may use it to be Mekadesh a woman, and Rebbe Yochanan said that one may not. Rebbe Imi B'Shem Rebbe Elazar, Petach Amor, Mekadshim Bayis HaIsha, Mekal V'Choyme. Ma im abechor she'ena moitze midei esurim b'chayov at ama mekadshim b'yisa isha, v'eshu moitze midei esurim b'chayov leikol shekein. Rebbe Imi, quoting Rebbe Elazar, said, you can learn from a kal v'chomer that you could use a firstborn donkey to be mekadish. If a bechor that cannot be redeemed and eaten unless it receives a blemish can be used to be kiddushin, then a firstborn donkey that can be redeemed should certainly be able to be used for kiddushin. Ask the Gemara, man afek ben en hoim, what would be a practical difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, these two opinions? Ova a pidoye shalem edas ba'ilim, Rabbi Elazar oma ein a podoy, Rabbi Yochanan oma podoy. The answer is, if he transgressed and he redeemed it without the knowledge of the owner, Rabbi Elazar said that it would not be redeemed, and Rabbi Yochanan said that it would be redeemed. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Elazar, upliga eluya. There's a braisa that supports Rabbi Elazar, but ultimately disproves him. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Elazar, what will be a brisa that supports Rabbi Elazar? The brisa says, "Agoynev petech hamor shel chaveroi meshalem tashlumei kefel." If a person stole the firstborn donkey of his friend, he has to pay back double, and this shows it's considered the property of the owner. V'sofer pligi eluya, but the end of it actually disproves Rabbi Elazar. She'af al pisha ein loy boy achshav yesh loy boy lachazman, because the brisa concludes by saying that even though now, before the redemption, the owner may not benefit from it, since he could redeem it and then benefit, he receives double as if someone stole it. And this disproves Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar holds that even before redemption is considered the property of the owner, so it can be used for kiddushin. Masnisa plige al Rabbi Elazar, petech amar e mekadshim b'yisa isha. Our Mishnah also disproves Rabbi Elazar, because it taught in our Mishnah that one cannot use a firstborn donkey to be mekadosh a woman. Pata lo Rabbi Elazar la'acha arifa, da'ama Rabbi Elazar hakol moedim la'acha arifa she'enei podri. Rabbi Elazar would resolve this by saying, no, our Mishnah is talking about being mekadosh with it after it was killed, so even if Shimon agrees that she would not be mekadoshes. Now we have a question against that answer, because the Braisa says one may not be Mekadesh with a firstborn donkey, and Rabbi Shimon permits it. Had a pliga Rabbi Elazar betalti. In b'chai the pliga aluya min Rabbonon, in la'acha arifa pliga aluya Rabbi Shimon. This Braisa actually disproves Rabbi Elazar in two ways. If it refers to a live firstborn donkey, then the question comes from the Rabbonon, which is the Tanakama's opinion, who rule that one may not be Mekadosh with it. And if it refers to after it was killed, then the question comes from Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says over here, he permits being Mekadosh with it. And the Gemara brings an answer, Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Yudan, tipote, shemeis, Rabbi Shimon, mate. Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Yudan, said, no, we can say here that the case is when it died naturally, so Rabbi Shimon permits its use. Alfoy osa ba'anoya, arifa, arifa. Ma arifa shenema la'alon, if a firstborn donkey was killed, it is also to get benefit from it. What's the source for this? There's a gezeira shava from the case of Egla Rufa using the word arifa. Just as an Egla Rufa is buried and his benefit is prohibited, so too for a firstborn donkey that was killed, the benefit will be prohibited. Al data de Belaza, Nicha. Bechayav hu matir tzarech shehi osa al arifa. The question is, though, According to Reb Elazar, who uses the Gezeirah Shor to say it's also to benefit after it was killed, then it's fine. But al daita Reb Yochanan, the question really is, v'kasha b'chayev hu osa, l'kol shegen achar rifa, according to Reb Yochanan, there's a question though. If it's already osa during its life, certainly after it was killed, it should be osa. So what is the Gezeirah Shor needed to actually teach? And the Gemara comes with an answer. Asa b'Yakob ba'acha b'shem Reb Yochanan, v'bzeiru b'shem Rabbanon, al d'Rabbanon sricha shleitoima hoilo v'hikishasa ha'toira arifosai l'pidyoinoi, ma'pidyoinoi yoitze l'chulin, af arifosai yoitze l'chulin. The answer is b'Yakob ba'acha, quoting Reb Yochanan, v'bzeiru, quoting Rabbanon, but said, even according to Rabbanon, who disagree with Shimon and say that it's asa when it's still alive, we still need the gzeirah shava, so you will not say that since the Torah compared killing it to redeeming it, just as when he redeems it, it becomes chulin, so when he kills it becomes chulin. And the Gemara asks, "Matzina Dava Sharamasa Yotze Lechulin VaAsa VaAnoya." Do we find something that upon redeeming it becomes chulin, but it's prohibited when it's still alive? Hativun. The question is, "Harei Tevel Tovel the Ma'isa Oni Harei Hu VaAmasa Yotze Lechulin." Produce that didn't have Ma'isa Oni separate from it, after it's separated, everything becomes chulin. But before the Maisa Oni was separated, Rabbi Abba Bahuna, quoting Rebbe, said, the one who eats it incurs the punishment of death. And the answer is, Rabbanon de Kisim b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, kach meshivin chachom le Rav Shimon, matzinu dava torom pidjoin, muta b'hanoya. Rabbanon of Kisrin, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that the chachomim answer Rav Shimon by saying, do we find something that requires redemption, but one may benefit from it before redemption? And Reb Shimon would respond, "Hativan, how we bechor adam ta'un pidjoin umuta v'anoya. A human firstborn requires redemption, but one may benefit from him before he is redeemed."